Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's right. You have tuned in to Free Talk Live.
Or stumbled across.
Perhaps you just got into a rental car and the previous rentee left the radio station on a talk radio station and now you're listening to us by happenstance. If that's the case, our website is freetalklive.com where you can find out all about us. We are a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We come to you with the perspective of liberty, peace, prosperity, that kind of thing. Freedom is generally the theme here of how we try to come at the topics. We generally cover, you know, current events, stuff like that, or freedom-oriented stuff. But you are free to call in and talk about whatever. Because there's so few outlets for people to do that, we are censored to an extent that we're on, you know, like 180 radio stations or something, so we can't use the cuss words, the seven words and
Ooh.
All that kind of stuff. But outside of that, you can still call in and talk about whatever. So the telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's eventually going to be Peakless Mountaineer.
Ooh.
Who's running late.
For shame.
And?
Richie Rich.
And I am your host tonight, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. That's right. I shortened it up for the Saturday.
I know.
Right? You know, can't, you know.
It still triggers me from being on the Sunday show.
I know.
Wait for the full name.
I know.
It doesn't come.
It's difficult for you and I to be here together on a Saturday because we're both used to being here together on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But, you know, since the federal government decided to kidnap the founder of this show, we've had to make some changes.
Yeah.
So a little bit of shuffling, some hosts to make sure all the seats are filled and we can still do the show live. You know, as many nights a week as we do. We do have some canned shows on, I think it's Monday, Tuesday, and Friday now. Or actually, we just started Gardner Goldsmith.
Yes.
Aired his second episode last night.
Yes.
It was pretty good. I listened to a bunch of it. I didn't get to listen to the whole thing.
Of all the canned shows you are going to listen to, I would recommend his above all others.
Yeah, it certainly is a step above, you know, what we've had for the other canned shows. So, and I'm not trying
to. No offense, other canned shows.
Yeah, no offense, other canned shows.
Gardner is special.
Gardner does it right. He is a professional. I make mistakes all the time, like, and I'll make sounds and, you know, weird stuff, and, like, you're not supposed to do that on radio. Gardner doesn't do any of that. Like,
well, I'm not even talking about the professionalism, just the intellectual take that you'll get from listening to and anything produced by Gardner Goldsmith. Will make you smarter.
So Richie Rich is a fan.
I have been a fan for over a decade.
So you can check him out Fridays on Free Talk Live. If it's not being broadcast on a radio station near you, you can always visit freetalklive.com and listen to the show live there. If you are a streaming person, you can also get the show at lrn.fm. Live on those nights. So Monday we have the infamous Ernie. On for the Monday show, for the Tuesday show, we've got Nate and Chuck, and then for the Friday show, now we've got Gardner Goldsmith. So, and then the other shows are live here in the studio. Bonnie's doing Wednesdays. I think that's still like a She Talk Live kind of a thing where it's all women, which is pretty great. And then Thursday, we've got the infamous Jay Noon in here with Bonnie and Joa, I believe. And that's sort of a rotating thing, too. I think a couple of those people rotate in and out. And then Saturdays, it's myself, you, Richie.
The highlight of your week.
and what's supposed to be Peakless Mountaineer, who's apparently running late tonight. I told him he had to wear the crown of shame when he gets here, so we'll see. I may or may not have put one of our producers on the manufacturer of a crown.
Someone has been commissioned to create a crown of shame.
Just so we can have him wear it when he gets here. We'll see if he likes it or not. And then tomorrow, Sunday, it's myself, Nikki, of course, and Steve Classic will be here. So
the fun show.
Yeah, Sundays, yeah. We try and be a little lighter than we do on the other days. But that being said, I wanted to start out with something else, but I'm not going to. Instead,
are we
going to
start out with Happy Anniversary?
Or are we like, no, I was going to start with that, but let's not do that just yet. Let's wait till Peakless gets here.
Boo!
Yeah.
Let him pay for being late.
Well, okay, why not?
Okay.
So today, actually technically yesterday, I guess, according to Mark Edge, the co-founder of this show, was the Free Talk Live 21st anniversary. Free Talk Live is now old enough to drink in all states in the U.S., and I didn't bring in any, like, champagne or anything.
Thought about it too late.
I did think about it, but then I'm like, ah, you know.
Should message Peakless before he gets here and say, hey, pick some up on your way in, brother.
That's a good idea. Hey, Peakless, will you message yourself and tell yourself to bring some champagne on your way in?
Can't do the champagne. Uh-huh. Brought some wine, though, if you want.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
We'll do that at...
now that the show itself can drink?
Bottom of the hour or top of the hour? I'm not sure. We'll do something. But, yeah, I mean, 21 years of Free Talk Live is a significant milestone. 20 years was a significant milestone, and 21 is significant simply because the feds tried to take us down.
Numerous times.
I mean, recently, right? Yeah. Like within the last year or two or whatever it was, right?
Numerous times and recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 was its own milestone. 21 is a different milestone.
Yeah, certainly is. So, happy anniversary to Free Talk Live. Thank you to all of our listeners over the years, every one of you, all of our callers, all of our former co-hosts, the ones that have come and gone. Free Talk Live tends to have sort of a couple of steady people and then like a rotating cast, and people come and go from time to time because, you know, life, right?
I remember when that was the Sunday show.
What?
Like it was Mark and Ian Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday was, you know, here's your chance to, like, audition for the rest of the week.
Yeah, there was a time when Mark and Ian did all 7 days for some long period of time.
Yeah.
Like a year or two or something like that. I don't remember exactly.
When they first added Sundays, because for a while there was no Sunday show.
Right. And so, yeah. And then, like, I mean, I started listening. I don't even remember who all was on, man. I remember, of course.
2007 for me.
I remember, of course, Allie Havens, and what the heck was the other girl's name, the brunette? Allie and Ellen.
Okay.
I remember those guys, and they were pretty good. And, of course, they're chicks, too, and attractive at that. So, of course, I was tuning in all the time when they were on. But they also,
to the radio.
to the video. Oh. To the video stream.
Some things are worth the video.
I don't know why you'd want to tune in tonight because we all have faces for radio. But if you do want to tune in, watch.freetalklive.com. I will get you directly to our Odyssey channel where you can see the streaming video of us here in the studio if you care to know what we look like. I'm trying to remember who else. There was a whole bunch of former co-hosts, and you know, I remember Johnson was on the show for some time. There's a bunch of people that, like...
I was a big fan of Dale for a while he was on.
Of course, Daryl was on for most of the show's life. I don't know, like, at least a decade or something like that.
Before his wildly successful foray in politics?
Right.
For a libertarian.
For a libertarian.
And marriage, I guess. Right.
Right.
It's like, he was single for most of the time he was on the show, and I'm not saying that him not being single had something to do with it. But
I am.
But perhaps it did.
I will say that that's how I got the job. Like, when that incident took place, I reached out and said, like, hey, it looks like you need two hosts. I can be one.
Well, statism and libertarianism both have their evangelistic by marriage arms, you see.
Yeah. So anyway, if I didn't mention your name, I apologize. I can't remember all of the former co-hosts, but I love you all. thank you for, you know, even having the balls to step in and put your voice on the radio to speak out against statism, to speak up for other people, to speak up for freedom, for liberty, for prosperity, and, you know, a peaceful means to achieve that is also appreciated. So to all of our former co-hosts, thank you. This show could not have been on the air for 21 years without all of you.
And to another 21 years.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Here. Yeah. Hopefully we don't need it, right? Hopefully in like a decade the state disappears and we're all free and, you know.
The format will change.
I don't think so.
Honestly, if it does. I'm trying to speak it into existence, okay? Well, I'm manifesting over here,
I think we might need a few more decades than that for the state to disappear completely. However, we might have a different set of problems. I mean, I look forward to speaking out against the government of New Hampshire.
And it's an open phone show, right? Yes, so you call in whatever you want, and in 21 years, you can still call in with whatever you want.
So with that in mind, let's go to one of the most influential activists, at least from the hosts of this show. It's Dave Ridley calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I guess there's been a slew of politicians, I think maybe including a prominent federal politician or two, who have been making pilgrimages to the New Hampshire's northern border to complain that there's not enough police state.
The northern border? Are they worried about the Canadian invasion?
I heard something about that. Can you tell us more?
We just barely have a road there, right? And it's only a small border. It's only about 13 miles long. Most people cross at Derby Line, Vermont. But I guess the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, maybe about a week ago or so, had a demonstration at the New Hampshire State House against this. So good on the NHCLU. They're just trying to ramp up more police, trying to get more police activity into that area where moose might cross.
Yeah, who are they worried about coming in?
Canadians, eh? Don't you know what that's all about?
Yeah, but no one's ever been worried about Canadians immigrant crossing the border.
I know. Canadians.
There was that time they, like, came over and burned down the White House, and people were concerned at that point. But since then, they've been very polite.
What we do know is what it looks like when the federal government starts playing police state with a New England border, because that's what happened in Derby Line, and the town is now a ghost town.
Okay. Go on.
It's like there used to be it used to be very laid back. There was a library where, like, the library straddled the border between Canada and the United States, and no one cared, and you could just cross the border right there in the library if you wanted to, and go out the other side.
So
you didn't have to.
So when you say it's a ghost town, what exactly do you mean? Does that mean like the town doesn't exist? Or there's just fewer people.
Very little. It's just dead looking. It looks like one of those towns that borders New Hampshire, which it does not. It's not that close to New Hampshire, but it's certainly not that close to a lot of New Hampshire businesses, I guess is what I should say. But you see the towns that look like ghost towns if they're close to the New Hampshire border and everybody's doing their shopping on our side of the border, right? Because there's no sales tax.
Right.
But that's not the case with Derby Line. I don't think it has much competition from close by towns in New Hampshire.
What are they using to justify their position?
Yeah, is it like enforcement or whatever?
100 miles from the border is a constitution free zone, and that kind of never went away. So they're.
I don't know. I don't know what they're using to justify it, and I can't think of anything. You know, they're probably angry that somebody might be able to drive a car through, you know, and maybe they have some joints in the back, or maybe they have, firearm they're not supposed to have.
Those pesky Mexicans are coming up from Texas, and they're driving clear across the middle of the United States, crossing the border into Canada in, like, you know, Minnesota, and then traversing all of Canada only to come back in through the northernmost border of Canada at the New Hampshire border. This seems preposterous.
And that is where fentanyl comes from.
Well, it's yet another reason for Quebec and New Hampshire to be united on something, that we don't want a fascist border between us enforced from outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the larger the empire known as the United States of America grows, the more of this we're going to see, because this is what a closing society looks like, a dying empire, right? They start sort of wrestling with things like borders, and then they start pointing their guns instead of at enemies outside of their borders. They start pointing them at the citizens within the borders, and we've seen all of that happen already.
Maybe they're trying to use it as a success story, right? They're utterly failure of closing the southern border. It's like, well, look, no one's coming in from the north. We have successfully secured the northern border from invasion.
Let's replicate what they do there at the southern border, right. Which is nothing.
I think one or two Free Talk Live hosts have gone up there to investigate what's going on at Derby Line and were harassed just for filming outdoors.
Yeah, I remember hearing stories about that of, like, one year at Porkfest or something, a group of folks jumped into a car or two and drove up to the border to, just film, see what happens at the border, get some, maybe do some activism, that type of a thing. And I think that that's what happened.
Well, as I see it, the entire Canadian structure is becoming completely tyrannical. So if we can open up a little corridor for them to leave that kind of a police state, yeah. I'm all for it.
They're just going to come here and get on the welfare system and not get jobs and vote Democrat. And
yeah,
that.
That's how Canadians are. They like to get on the welfare system and not work. That's how they work.
Yeah, the Canadian immigrant problem.
Medicine, man. You don't know.
Yeah, the Canadian immigrant problem rivals that of the Mexican immigrant problem.
Yeah,
in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
I mean, right. Yeah,
and if you think about it, they try to have border security that keeps you inside the United States, locked up inside the United States, in a sense, because they will harass you on the way out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's my position on this whole thing, right? Is that they're not trying to keep Canadians from coming across to New Hampshire. They're trying to keep United States citizens inside of the United States, is my take.
And with all of this, it's both. So, like, if you look at the 15-minute cities that they're trying to implement,
yeah.
I mean, obviously they're not concerned about culture mixing from one side of the city to another side of the city. What they're concerned about is controlling people's lives. They want these people to have defined, predictable patterns that they can then manipulate. In the same way, they want the Canadians to stay in Canada and the Americans to stay in America so that they can have defined, predictable patterns that get controlled by political elites.
Mm.
Well, and if Canada is going that tyrannical route that Petrus mentioned, but if you're an American, it's probably not that bad yet here in New Hampshire.
Right. Right.
Like you don't want to be escaping to Canada
right.
for any freedom-related issues.
That is not the direction I would go.
Right.
Right.
Until and unless Quebec finally declares its freedom from the Anglican Empire.
Right. Or, I mean, I think, are you guys above draft age?
Yes.
I think both of you are, yeah? Okay. So that was the only other thing that you could be concerned about was, well, if they institute a draft, that might be a direction you want to go.
Yes, please let me near your machinery.
If you're a conscientious objector,
Yeah. Number one, I probably wouldn't pass the medical. And number two, I would go the Muhammad Ali route and just let him arrest me.
Yeah, I know for a fact I'd pass the medical. I was in the delayed entry program for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I even qualified for absolutely every job the Navy has.
Nice.
They really wanted me to make nukes for them. And I was kind of not into that.
Okay.
Do you know what Navy stands for?
Mm.
Never again volunteer yourself.
Mm. Good call. Good call.
I learned that from a Navy nurse. She was awesome.
Yeah, I do wonder if they will ever reinstitute the draft just as a matter of losing face that much. I mean, the whole all-volunteer army is kind of part of how they explain away having an empire.
They've been, like, not meeting their quotas. We've covered this here on Free Talk Live. Like, the military, the U.S. military is hard up for people.
And they keep adding wars.
Yeah. So
they do indeed.
I was told there would be no math, but you do it and, figure out the numbers.
But that's everywhere. Like, there's an employee shortage everywhere. Yeah. I mean, people are finally starting to wake up to the fact that they are being screwed completely in ways that they literally cannot comprehend.
But business,
and that working is not actually worth it.
Businesses with an employee shortage aren't expanding their business.
True.
Generally.
True.
Right.
But the war empire, it's like, oh, yeah, no, we'll go to Israel. We'll go to Ukraine.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll go there.
It literally has
Taiwan,
to.
Taiwan, you need us too. We'll be there in a minute.
Oh, right. Man.
I mean,
with no manpower.
I mean, I still think that the biggest thing that put the establishment somewhat against Trump was that he didn't expand the war machine at the rate that they were hoping for. And they have their minds set and their system set on a continual expansion. You have to keep making new wars. Otherwise, you're not justifying new expenses.
Dave, are you cooking dinner? What's for dinner? What are you having?
Mung bean sprout.
What?
Mung bean sprout.
Mung bean sprout.
Nice. All right. Well, while your mouth is full, did you have anything else to say?
Well, thanks for bringing Gardner Goldsmith on. I used to call his show 20 years ago, actually.
Wow.
So
I didn't realize
what
he'd been around. He's on Fridays. He still does his own show, I think, 6 days a week?
Something like that? Rumble.
On Rumble. And so I think it's GardnerGoldsmith.com is his website.
Liberty Conspiracy.
Great. LibertyConspiracy.com.
Okay, I'll
so he still does his show, but he does a special show, 3 hours of content just for Free Talk Live on Fridays. And so you can hear that from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern every Friday at FreeTalkLive.com or whatever radio is carrying Free Talk Live.
GardnerGoldsmith.com.
I think LibertyConspiracy.com might be the better one.
LibertyConspiracy.com.
Yep.
That's the one I always go to.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate you. Hey, wait. Where can people find out more about you?
Oh, well, actually, what I would say is if you want to do something about the problems, like this fascism on the border, then come to forum.shiresociety.com. Rather than following, hunting for me, go to forum.shiresociety.com. That's the most, I think it's the most active web forum in New Hampshire.
And shake your fist online.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, Mr. Ridley. We'll talk to you next time. 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us here tonight. This whole border thing is just a crock.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys bordertarians?
No.
I think that they should, like all borders, just, they don't exist. They're figments of our imagination. They're human constructs.
I do get the argument.
I do, too.
I do. But you're wrong.
It starts with a false premise.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is like, well, we have discovered that we have no chance of reducing the welfare state. And since we can't reduce the welfare state, we think we can just keep people from coming into the country to take advantage of it. And no, just keep hammering away at the welfare state. Keep hammering away at government spending.
Yeah.
Or, since that hasn't worked, use something that undermines the nature of government spending. Use currency that they cannot print.
Right.
They also assume that because the United States declares ownership over the borders,
mm-hmm.
right, that they get to control it. Right. Oh, no, it's private insofar as the government owns it, and then they get to say who comes and goes.
Well, I mean, it's kind of an intractable problem among ethical people what to do with government property, because what do you do with other people's stolen goods?
We've got more coming up for you tonight, including what's going on with Sam Bankman fraud, amongst many other stories. We've got a lot to cover tonight, so 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, during his visit to Tel Aviv, called for humanitarian pauses in the Israeli-Hamas conflict. He urged temporary halts to the fighting to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas and to allow humanitarian aid to reach Gaza. Blinken emphasized Israel's right to self-defense, but also stressed the importance of minimizing civilian casualties in Gaza airstrikes. The death toll in Nepal's Friday night earthquake has reached 157, with around 170 people injured due to the 5.6 magnitude quake. Landslides have further complicated the situation in the mountainous areas. Rescue efforts are underway in remote villages accessible only by foot, and authorities anticipate the death toll will rise. NFL Football Sunday kicks off early this week with a game between two of the best teams in the league heading into Week 9. The Miami Dolphins are taking on the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday morning at 9:30 Eastern Time in Frankfurt, Germany. You can watch the game exclusively on the NFL Channel. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to join in the conversation tonight, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Pickless Mountaineer,
and Richie Rich.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Riaz, who is a gold-level amplifier. What does it mean to be an amplifier? Well, you can go over to amps.freetalklive.com and find out all about the AMPS program. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, AMPS. And essentially, it's a way for you to contribute to getting this radio program onto more radio stations. We're on about 180 radio stations now. We could be on 200, 250, 300, 350. Not out of the question. It's all up to you. Riaz is a gold level member, so that means he gives $10 a month. We only ask for $5. That's the silver level. And there are some little benefits that you get. It's a Patreon type setup, if you're familiar with that. You can find out all about it at amps.freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this show, the hosts, the co-hosts, the content that we bring, the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Riaz. We appreciate you. All right.
What happened to the crown of shame?
Yeah, what happened to the crown of shame? Producer? Was there a crown of shame? No? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, I guess you're off the hook, Peekless.
Mm.
We were going to... You texted me, you're like, running late. And I replied, I don't know if you saw it or not, but I was like, you will wear the crown of shame. And then we tried to get Joe to manufacture something that resembled a crown of shame. But we didn't. He thought he had a Burger King crown out in his car or something. We were going
to
try and...
I don't think you pay me enough to make me wear something I don't want to wear.
We pay you? Wait, you guys are getting paid?
You wouldn't take money to wear something?
I'm saying, you'd have to increase it.
Really?
You'd have to pay me something valuable to get me to wear a thing that I did not want to wear. That's what they did with the face mask.
But you wouldn't be able to determine whether or not you wanted to wear it until you saw it.
Mm.
Right? So hopefully it would have been grandiose enough.
I don't know. It's a crown of shame.
That you would have been like, okay, that's a crown of shame.
Is it an intergalactic space king level crown of shame?
No, because space
king wouldn't wear the crown of shame.
That's why we sicked our producers on it, but yeah. You know, we ran out of time. Right? You got here too fast, and also we thought of it way too late.
Hmm.
more accurately, is we thought of it way too late.
It puts the crown on its head.
Or else it gets the host again.
Or else it gets the host again? What? What did you call it, Peekless? Scam, bankster, fraud?
Scam, bankster, fraud.
This hasn't been covered on Free Talk Live yet, so we should talk about scam, bankster, fraud, also known as Sam Bankman-Fried, faces potential century-long sentence. For those of you who don't know who Sam Bankman-Fried is,
he is the real crypto scam artist.
He is.
Definitely.
Yeah. Actual victims.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and also he was the
real
guy.
Real money laundering.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, he was the guy that was most trying to get or become compliant with government as well. So even though he jumped through all the hoops, he did all of the licensing and all it registered as a financial services company and all that stuff.
Donated to the right political campaigns.
Donated to both campaigns, both the Republicans and the Democrats. Billions, millions.
Tens of millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
All of which was dark money for the Republicans because he gets in trouble for that these days.
Right.
But he still wanted to bribe all of the politicians.
Which he definitely did, near as I can tell. And
this was an excellent way of funneling money through Ukraine.
Yep.
So none of the, what's the word I'm looking for? None of the bureaucracy, none of the law, none of the licensing, none of the government anything, right? The KYC checks, the, you know, consumer, you know, whatever, the protections supposedly offered by the government. If you jump through their hoops and you license yourself to operate as an exchange in the United States, and that these things are supposed to protect you and your customers and anybody who does transactions, none of that. It didn't prevent a damn thing. He still defrauded people out of billions.
Right.
And because he had all those boxes checked, right, there was a presumption that they were more protected than else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is that he did nothing out of the ordinary. Like, this is just another day for the ordinary financial world, but they have regulators that they have bribed, whereas cryptocurrencies have records.
Well, but he tried to bribe people. He got caught in a downswing that brought everything to light.
Right.
Like, if it was still a bull market and everything was like hunky-dory and going up, right, he could have carried on the scam even longer.
Oh, yeah.
But that Binance dude screwed him.
Yep.
So without getting into this whole article, apparently sentencing was scheduled for, or is scheduled for, March 28th of 2024. He's confronted with the daunting prospect of spending over a century behind bars for the convictions he has incurred. In an emailed statement to NBC, Bankman-Fried's lawyer, Mark Cohen, said, "Mr. Bankman-Fried maintains his innocence and will continue to vigorously fight the charges against him."
Is he being held in custody for sentencing? Because he is definitely a flight risk.
Right.
He is politically well-connected. Yes.
And extremely wealthy.
And, yeah.
No, we took all of his money. No, you didn't. Oh, we got hacked. Sure you did.
I assume, yes, he is, based on the the quantity of dollars.
Well, no, he was out at first and then violated bail conditions and then got taken back into custody.
Yeah, this article doesn't say whether or not. It just says he's been convicted of all seven charges, including wire fraud, securities fraud, commodities fraud, and money laundering. The jury reached a verdict at 7:45 p.m.
Like
Eastern
real
time
money
on Thursday.
Right. To be clear about that.
Right, yeah.
Actual money laundering.
Yeah.
And just straight up fraud.
Yes.
Like, even in our system, he would be a criminal. Because he told people he was doing A, and he did B. A being make the money and put their money in an account that was safe from him, and B being steal all of their money.
Yeah, if you look into the details of Sam Bankman-Fried, or as we like to call him, Scam Bankster Fraud, and then you look at the details of the case against the Crypto Six, Ian Freeman in particular, you're going to notice some stark differences.
Mm-hmm.
Very stark. So I encourage you to do so and educate yourself, because it's not good. The state is not your friend. In this particular case, I think this is just a case of, like, it was just too large for the state to cover up. Like, they didn't know how to cover it up.
Well, and that's kind of the beauty of this, is that blockchains keep records, so it's extremely difficult to ultimately cover up a discovered fraud.
Right.
Well, okay, and I will also say this. Sometimes, right, they find their boy guilty, they sentence him,
mm-hmm.
and then on page B12 of the local newspaper, it's early release.
Yeah.
And nobody covers it.
I'm still expecting that.
Right.
Like,
so either he skips town and we lost him.
Like, okay, he did the cardinal sin. You are not allowed to touch cryptocurrency because that is a threat to dollar dominance. And threatening the dollar's reserve currency of the world status is an absolute no-no for the political elites. So they are punishing him. But he still is who he is, so okay. I am still expecting that at some point he's going to end up with a slap on the wrist for all this.
I don't. I might disagree that they're punishing him for touching crypto. Like, he was the. I think it's more so that he was their crypto guy, right? Like, he's the one. He's the one that they can then use the crypto to funnel all that money and launder it through Ukraine and all these other places, right? Without it being. You know, through Joe Biden's natural bank account.
I think he is one of the examples of if you touch crypto, they will punish you.
Okay.
All of the banks that they took down, those didn't actually need to be taken down. They were in the same circumstance as, most of the entire banking world.
Right.
But they were specifically targeted by regulators and said, nope, we're taking you down. And they specifically targeted exclusively and all of the ones who were known to deal with crypto.
Right. But what I'm saying, again, is I don't think they would have taken him down if the Binance situation didn't come to light. Like, if the market didn't turn... But they would have continued to funnel money through crypto and Sam Bankman-Fried.
I don't know. I think it's a little too convenient that he got taken down on Election Day.
Okay.
I think they were done with him.
That's possible. But I don't. They were using him too much in that space to punish him for being in that space.
Do my dirty work, scapegoat.
Oh, no. I think that's exactly it. Is he is the example. Do not touch this.
Okay.
If you do all of the normal things that we are accustomed to in the financial world, but you do them with crypto, we will not protect you.
Okay.
We will let financial...
But he was protected up until he wasn't. That's what... The situation turned, and there was no longer a path to cover up.
Right.
Right. And so they scapegoated him, but they used him along the way. Like, he was on their side.
Right.
They were on the same team until they couldn't anymore.
Yeah, my position is that he was the fall guy. He was the scapegoat.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, not because he got into crypto, but there was just not a cover up.
Well, and also they want to demonize cryptocurrency as much as possible. So, including the Crypto Six, including the Binance stuff, including the Coinbase stuff, and they've been arresting a whole bunch of other people doing these no-knock raids on other crypto people, other people who have done business online through these websites where you can exchange cryptocurrency for dollars, that kind of a thing. They've been arresting people at an alarming rate, and so this this was just another thing that they could hold up and go, see, crypto bad. And now they're making claims that, like, oh, crypto was funding Hamas and crypto was funding, you know, blah, 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 these terrorists and all that. And it's like, guess what, you guys? The United States dollar is the most used criminal currency on planet Earth.
And we didn't get to it last week, Kevin, but you had an article, I don't know if you ever got to it, the like head of the SEC or whatever apologizing to Library.
Oh yeah, we never did get to that. Yeah, I don't.
Like, they went, that was a mistake. We should have worked with these people or something to that.
Yeah, effect. it was an opinion piece where they were like, yeah, I think we might have screwed up.
But it was an opinion piece from like a high level person.
So that's one of the weird things is so. You are not allowed to have more than three of the five commissioners of the SEC be from the same party.
Okay.
So right now there's three Democrats, two Republicans, and one of the two Republicans has been going on the news all the time being like, yeah, I don't know. It's always mystified me why we haven't approved a spot ETF for Bitcoin.
Okay.
And we really have done we've done a terrible job with crypto and with Bitcoin.
That might be the same chair.
That's the minority opinion. Like, sure, you think that, but at least three of these people, if not four, are 100% behind the no, we will fog all of the rules at every opportunity. Because that's the thing. Even if you make terrible rules, if there are rules, you're giving people permission to touch the thing. Right now, they do not want there to be rules because no one has permission to touch it.
It disheartens me to think that the acceptance, if you will, legally or otherwise, of cryptocurrency by people, right? When enough people are like, yeah, it's cool, man, that's going to take the same sort of thing that it took for just to even achieve the same thing the United States has with marijuana right now. Most states now have some sort of legalization or at least decriminalization of marijuana, but it's taken like three generations for it to get there, and it disheartens me to think that it's going to take three generations.
So by 2083...
Of cryptocurrency use for people to go, yeah, I don't know why this wasn't legal in the first place. Right? Well,
I think that kind of depends on how things develop going forward, because at the moment, there's a pretty large contingent of the Republican Party that is in favor of it.
Well, it just seems.
And there's definitely some powerful players in the Democratic Party that are very against it, and they do define each other like themselves against each other.
Like, I want to have faith that, like, human beings can take a look at this and, you know, make an informed, logical decision, right? But that doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Oh, no. No, definitely not.
Because the mainstream is still like, well, what's it backed by? Yeah. What is it backed
the
by?
The same thing as the dollar.
Math. No, not the same thing as the dollar.
And
the dollar's backed by violence. The dollar's backed by violence. Cryptocurrency is backed by math.
Well, I mean,
people understand violence. They don't understand math.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Jet calling from, well, where the heck are you, Jet?
Midair.
Spokane.
If you want to get down in the town of Spokane or Spokane for those who don't live in Washington.
Yeah, I call it Spokane all the time just to get in trouble. I want to cover a couple things. You know, first of all, I'll just make a comment about this Sam Bank, whatever he is. If someone like that, some greasy individual came to you and said, would you like to buy some Bitcoin? I mean, would you really respond? I mean, I'm kind of envious of his talent to be able to persuade all these big money people to join. But anyway...
Well, he was very upfront in the beginning. If you were able to interpret his language, he's like, I'm going to do a Ponzi scheme, but with cryptocurrency. And it's going to work because cryptocurrency is fundamentally different. And then it wasn't.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The other couple other things, you mentioned borders. I like to point out to people in America here that you cross borders of states all the time, of countries all the time, because each one of these states, of course, is a country.
Is
and
it,
what's
though?
Interesting about it?
I feel dirty when I go into Massachusetts.
Right? Fair.
Like, I don't want to be here.
I feel like a hippie when I go to Vermont.
Okay. You fit right in,
then. You mentioned that the borders are arbitrary.
Yes.
Was that you, Captain?
I mentioned that they are a human construct.
Yeah, when you think about it, you take a look at all of the states here within the United States. All of them have at least one straight line. In other words, it just got to a point and went okay, from here to there. It's just funny.
Yeah, they just drew a line. Yeah. I mean, there are such a thing as natural borders, right? People will argue with you like, but this state borders on the Mississippi, or this state borders on the coast. Or
Vermont and New Hampshire is split by a river. So.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, yes, there are, you know.
The river that connects us and cuts us in half, and I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know the name of the river either.
Oh, no, it's the Connecticut River. The Connecticut River.
Okay.
Yeah. It connects us.
And it cuts
and
us.
It's still arbitrary.
Yeah,
definitely. And that, you know, let's say the border down through the Rocky Mountains or something, it could have been on one side or the other instead of in the middle of the Rocky Mountains.
Right.
But the other question I had was, aren't cages supposed to be reserved for wild animals?
Wouldn't that be
I just think of all those people who haven't actually hurt anyone physically. They're not in danger, as it were. But yet they're in a cage as though they're a wild animal. And with modern technology, we could strap them up with all kinds of monitors and things. They could walk around and just tracked every step, every hour, heart rate, blood pressure.
Don't do that. Then it's going to expand to everybody. If they're going to start doing that with criminals and let them walk free, they're going to find a way to implement that for everybody who's walking free.
Yeah, it's called the social credit score.
Well, and the thing is, you're right.
Or
the purpose of a cage was that people are sometimes very dangerous. And if we think someone might be dangerous, we need to lock them away from other people until we can determine if they're dangerous or not. That's a reasonable thing to do. Like, hey, this person's accused of murder, so he might be out murdering people. So until we figure that out for sure, well, we need to put him aside. And if we find out for sure, he's murdering people, we can't just let him around other people. But it's been completely abused to this person didn't pay their parking tickets, and this person, they had a flower that I don't approve of. And they might have even wanted to sell that flower to other people.
They're being sacrificed for the greater good of the state.
Well, from the state's perspective.
Yeah, they're a living sacrifice.
They are a living sacrifice. Yeah. Their individuality and their humanity no longer matter. What is important is how society moves forward without them.
And I just want to remind our listeners that the United States government has more prisoners in cages than the entire Soviet Russia era gulags ever had. So more prisoners than any other nation in the entire history of planet Earth.
And that brings me to my final point, which is, these other people calling themselves this, that, or the other are just other humans who have no more right to do anything than you or I. And so pass it along.
I love it. Jet, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us tonight, it is amazing to me that the common folk, right? You just go out to, hang out at a restaurant or a bar or something, and you just stare at your phone, but you're listening to everybody around you. Nobody talks about any of this stuff. Right? They're talking about, did you hear about the accident? Or, they're putting up a new bridge over there. They're not talking about, did you know there's more prisoners in the U.S. than ever in any empire in all of history?
Right.
Somehow this information is escaping people.
Well, and he said they don't have any more right than anybody else, but they exercise it and they get away with it.
Right.
And so de facto they do.
No, they don't have a right. They have power. That's different. I have the power to kill you. I don't have the right to do that.
But it functions the same.
No, it doesn't.
Unless you're going to defend your right against theirs, they're going to outmatch you with power and you will lose.
Well,
and you can scream from the cages, I have a right to be free, and they are not going to let you out.
Rights are not respected among these beasts.
Understood.
Rights are respected among human beings. I respect your right to exist.
Got it.
And so if thus, they're not here we are, not killing each other.
And so if they're not respecting anybody else's rights, why are they allowed to exist?
Well, and that brings up the question, is they claim the right of a monopoly on violence. Where did they get the right from?
From the exercise thereof.
From being violent.
Yeah, they claim a right that they never had.
Right.
Because you cannot have the right to monopoly on force.
Right.
They claim
the monopoly on initiating force, for that matter.
They claim the right to the monopoly on violence, And they defended that right with violence.
Right.
And unless you're going to repel that, they will continue to dominate that argument.
Yeah.
Well,
with violence.
Maybe. There's other ways. So
they're not going to use other ways.
If rather than repelling it, I can simply undermine it, they can eventually lose all of their capacity for violence.
Go on.
So if I use currencies that they cannot print, that is the most extraordinary way to remove their ability to kill people around the world, remove their ability to spy on every man, woman, and child in America, remove all of their ability to do these terrible, forceful things by empowering something that they cannot control. And when all of the power, because that's the thing, the more powerful something like Bitcoin or even gold becomes, the more powerful it becomes after that. It avalanches. Okay. So when all of the human effort is directed away from state currencies, from the state ability to direct human effort, then they will lose the ability to do the violence, because that's just one of the ways that they direct human effort.
They'll pivot. They will pivot into
it doesn't work.
They will pivot into cryptocurrency. They will threaten the violence amongst the general populace using cryptocurrency.
Right. But
you'll pay your taxes in Bitcoin.
But even if they do, they still cannot produce the amount of money required for all of these wars.
Right. Now let's assume you're right here, that they pivot into taking Bitcoin for their taxes. Now even then, at that point, you have a vested interest in your people being productive. As it currently stands, they don't care if Americans are productive.
No interest whatsoever.
No interest at all in us being productive, healthy human beings, because they don't have to. They can print money, and therefore it doesn't matter whether we're productive, because they can't tax our productivity to get all of their power.
Well,
whereas even then, number one, their incentive is on our productivity so that they can tax our productivity.
Which they still do, in addition to the printing.
Well, except for the taxation that occurs, at least on paychecks, right? That kind of thing.
That's the big one.
That doesn't even pay like the interest on the national debt.
I got it, but it's a power move. They're still taking away some of your productivity.
603-283-6160. Still to come. What did Denver do that decreased crime, or at least made an impact that other places haven't done? We'll talk about that. Plus, more of your calls and thoughts and other stories still to come. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.